We spoke yesterday about the question of the Bracha of Shechianu on the Shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is regarded as a Yom Arichta, a long day, and therefore, very possibly, the Bracha of Shechianu that was recited on the first day of the festival is effective for the second day of the festival as well. This is indeed a sugya in the Daf Yomi at the moment in Masechet Beitza, about the difference between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and the 2 days of the other Chagim in the diaspora, that the other Chagim are regarded as two separate days, and everything done on the first day has to be repeated on the second day, whereas the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are regarded as one extended day. So yesterday we spoke about the Bracha of Shechianu on the Shofar, but there's also the question of the Bracha of Shechianu at Kiddush on the second night, discussion in the Rishonim whether or not one should say the Bracha of Shechianu, or whether one was Yotze with the Bracha on the first night, and the Shulchan Aruch in some Tough race, if bet, paskens that on Kiddush, on the second night, when you're saying Shechianu, you should either wear a new item of clothing, or you should have a pre-chadash, a new fruit on the table in front of you, and then when you say the Bracha of Shechianu, it's on the Yom Tov, but it's also on the new item or the new fruit, and that way you've covered all your bases. And indeed, that's what we generally do. The poskim say that if you don't have the new item of clothing, or you don't have the new fruit, nevertheless, we do still say the bracha of Shechianu. The question comes up, how soon after making Kiddush and saying the bracha of Shechianu do you have to eat the new fruit? Seeing as you said Shechianu on the new fruit, do you have to eat it straight after Kiddush, or does it not really matter? So the Mate Ephraim, one of the most important halacha sfarim on Hilchot Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in some Tafkuf Tzadik Tet Se'if Vav, paskens that straight after Kiddush, you should then say the Bracha Borei Pri Eitz over the new fruit and eat it, because so there shouldn't be a hefsek between the Bracha of Shechianu and the new fruit. That's also the way the Machatzit HaShekel paskens, and also Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach pasken like that. However, there were others who said, no, you said the Bracha of Shechianu, it's part of Kiddush, it's on the fruit, but it's not the type of bracha that there mustn't be any hefsek between saying the bracha and eating the fruit. Certainly in Medina de Gemara, you actually said the bracha when you saw the fruit for the first time, not when you ate it. And here you're going to be eating it during the course of the meal, so you said the Bracha of Shechianu, it can cover the two things, and therefore you don't need to have the new fruit before you wash and make hamotzi, and you can have it as part of the meal. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot B'Hanhagot, he makes a distinction between the person who made Kiddush and says that they should eat the fruit immediately after Kiddush, but everybody else who didn't actually say the Bracha of Shechianu, they were just Yotze with the Shechianu of the Mekadesh, so then they can eat the fruit during the course of the meal. The Mishnah Brura also makes the observation that a woman who says Shechianu when she lights Yom Tov candles, and we've discussed previously that in actual fact not all women say Shechianu when they light Yom Tov candles. Many women don't say Shechianu then, and they listen to the Shechianu in Kiddush. But if a woman does say Shechianu when she lights the Yom Tov candles, so she should wear a new item of clothing or have a pre-chadash in front of her. And the Mate Ephraim says that in such a case, rather than lighting the candles as soon as first day Yom Tov is finished and second day Yom Tov has begun, but she should wait till just before Kiddush, and then she should light the candle. So she lights the candle, says Shechianu, listens to Kiddush, and then eats the new fruit. Both nights of Rosh Hashanah we eat the Simanim, and a question comes up there also with regard to eating the fruits, because there's a din kadima bivrachot, which means that when I've got several fruits in front of me, I can't just say the bracha borei pri eitz randomly, but there's a hierarchy, and if I've got fruits there from the Shivat Haminim, from the seven species of Eretz Israel, then I'm supposed to say the bracha borei pri eitz over that fruit rather than over any of the other fruits. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we have the Simanim, we don't just have apple and honey, but we also have dates and pomegranate, which are from the Shivat Haminim. So what should we be saying the Borei Pri Ha'itz over? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was of the opinion that you should say the Borei Pri Ha'itz over the tamar, over the dates, and eat that first, and then have the apple in honey subsequently. But many of people like to be very traditional, and straight after hamotzi, you then have the apple and honey. In that case, he says that you should make sure that the dates and the pomegranate are not on the table, but they're still in the kitchen, not brought to the table till after you've eaten the apple and honey, and then you can say the bracha borei pri haetz on the apple, and that's what Rav Moshe Sternbach says as well. In any event, the ikar of the simanim is a form of tefillah, a form of prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have a shana tova matuka, and that all the other tefillot that we say with the simanim should come true, and that indeed is what I wish everybody who participates in these shiurim, shetikatevu v'techatemu l'shana tova u'metuka. Ad kan.